Turning to sports now on KNKX, we've been hearing this week about Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson giving the team a deadline of April 15th for a contract extension. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talks about the factors that might make Wilson stay or go. Art, what does this deadline mean exactly?
Well, not a whole lot. The agent told the Seahawks about this sort of artificial deadline in January, so they're trying to create a market for Russell now, because April 15th is 2 weeks ahead of the NFL draft. So if the Seahawks actually decided that the situation with Russell is not going to work out, they could invite trade offers and get really a lot for Russell, because he is at the apex of his career. So the Seahawks could be angling to get a whole lot for him, but I don't think that's their agenda. I think both sides have incentive to stay, but this is what agents do. They try to stir the market and see what's out there.
What else might be a factor here?
This comes at a pivot point in Russell's life. This is probably the biggest decision he's ever had to make. Yes, it was a big deal to go to college and be a star. Yes, it was a big deal to get drafted by the NFL. And yes, of course, winning a Super Bowl was big. He's since gotten married. He has two kids. All of these things are important, but he is at the apex of his influence in terms of career. But I think Russell has a bigger agenda. Brock Heward, the former Husky and quarterback, has used the term mogul to describe Wilson's ambitions. I think that's what Russell would like to be, as a mogul. If you remember, he's had an interest in the Chris Hansen arena project, which has been stalled and may not happen, but he wanted to be part of the NBA action if the league ever returned to town. He also has a little bit of the action in Portland, where they have ambitions to build a stadium to get an MLB expansion franchise. And he's a helicopter pilot, and he does all sorts of other things with his business interests and his sponsorship. So his football career is not the be-all and end-all. So I think that's part of it. And the other aspect of Russell's potential apprehension is that Paul Allen is no longer in charge of the franchise. With his passing, Jody Allen, his sister, has inherited the enterprise, and so far things seem to be normal. But the thing that's really held the Seahawks together for 20 years, and especially the success of the last 10, is the fact that Paul Allen and Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson are three very stable people at the apex of their enterprises, and that axis really is at the heart of the Seahawks' success. And Russell rightly can ask, well, what's in the future? Will Jody Allen sell? Who knows? So Russell has a reason to look around.
What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, it's a little hard to say. I would guess that there's enough incentives for both Wilson and the Seahawks to strike a deal by April 15th, but the cards are mostly held by the Seahawks, because the tool of franchise tag is something that they can use on Russell to extend him into 2020 by paying him about $30 million a year, as opposed to the $17 he's getting in the final year of his contract. They can do it one more time in 2021 at $36 million. I realize these are ridiculous numbers for us ordinary folks, but this is the world of the NFL. I think the deal is going to get done. But I would not be shocked at all if they throw up their hands and say, let's get a deal done by trading Russell Wilson now.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.